Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I've had my shots. Now I'm not talking about vaccines. I had a couple of tequila shots to get ready for Ricky Jones, who pops on here on Wednesday afternoon. So I'm like, wait a minute. What did I say out loud on the radio? Hello, Ricky Jones.
My man, what's up, baby? I had my shot. One part COVID vaccine today at 1 o'clock and five part bourbon. I'll be doing
Yep, it's Derby season. That's all. See, they were just saying in the newscast, well, such and such, this horse is scratched, that horse is scratched, and I never know anything about these horses until the Derby gets here. So we are having a Derby preview night, by the way, 2 weeks from last night. I'll give you more details in a few minutes, but go to that because Jody Demling and some other experts help you wade through those waters. Do you know anything at all about horse racing, Ricky? Are you one of those guys who reads the racing form?
No, man, nobody knows about horses. I bet on the gray horses, if they're in the race, are the horses who got cool nicknames. That's it. That's all. Yep. I know about horses. And I've been in Kentucky for 30 years now, yep. And I know nothing about horses.
I've been out there that many years as well, and all I see is those old fat guys, and they're sitting there with that racing form, and they got a cigar going and two drinks, and they're going through all this and that. Well, they haven't won too much money, or they'd be up on Millionaire's Row. That's the way I always
look at
that. Right.
They would be old fat dudes sitting around with cigars, sweating, you know, through straw hats. Who's going to trust those dudes?
If you're a guy who really knows what he's doing, then you're one of the ones who's got one of those $75 million jets over there at Muhammad Ali Airport waiting to fly you back to your castle after you take away another $1 million.
So, no doubt.
Good to have you on board. Ricky Jones, of course, has a radio show with us on Sundays on 93.1 FM. He's also chair of Pan-African Studies at the University of Louisville. That's his day job. But he's got lots of other jobs, too. He's a writer. You'll see columns in the Courier-Journal and other publications. And he's a voice that's been on nationwide for so many years. And always glad to have you on here, just chewing on the news of the day.
Hey, brother, I'm just out here trying to pay private school tuition. That's all I'm doing.
How is that angelic daughter of yours?
I am sitting in the carpool line right now to pick her up, Uncle Terry. I mean, again, if I had that kid, I'm seeing her right now. She's walking up. If I had her life, I would throw mine in.
I love her. She's just the sweetest kid. You know, we have one of those. You're at my house. That frame on our kitchen counter, that's one of those rotating, you know, it shows you the digital frame, just keeps changing the picture over and over. Jordan's picture comes up a lot on there. And we got
really
800 photos over there. There's Jordan and me, and then Jordan and Mary and me and you. But it's
how
just
cool
she's,
is that, man? That's
she's
love.
So cool. She's
yeah.
Well, you do your dad duties if you have to do that. Don't let me interrupt. I'll tell people what else is on the show here if you gotta get Jordan.
Again, brother, she just got in the car, so we're good. So go ahead with the very important things that I know you need to talk to me about in the next 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, exactly right. Coming up on the show, comedian Justin Tabb joins me here. He's at my home studio in a while. We'll also talk with Faith Abube from ABC News later about the Georgia voting law versus laws in other states. Congressman Brett Guthrie's on today, and also Alex Stone from ABC News on Tiger Woods' situation. Ricky, I wanted to talk with you about what the Reverend Jesse Jackson said a day or two ago, talking about Britain being the mother of racism. And it's like, wow. And I guess that stems from all the aftermath of the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry interview with Oprah Winfrey and talk of race and Britain and the royal family and so forth. But I just found that, you know, kind of stunning that he would plant the flag right there when racism, I'm thinking, probably goes back to the beginning of humanity.
In the modern world, Jackson actually has a point. And he's not just talking about the situation with the royals. The Brits actually came out and said that Britain does not have, England in particular, does not have a race problem, which was an incredible proclamation, you know, coming from folks who do have a serious race problem. And so what we know, Terry, we cannot fix anything if we won't face it, right? I mean, we just can't do that. James Baldwin and others have talked about that. And we wouldn't, I wouldn't just say it's about Britain. It's really about Europe. When you talk about Europe's relationship with Africa, and you talk about European colonization in Africa, where European countries, not just England but others, went in and carved Africa up like a pie and exploited it largely along racial lines. So it wasn't just the slave trade. It was the exploitation and continually the exploitation of resources coming out of Africa. When you talk about the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, all of these things, it's gotten very, very sophisticated, but we are still seeing these racial dynamics play out in the modern world, and people don't see them for what they are. So the Brits, I think, really need to get in touch with some of the stuff that's been going on with them and is still going on with them before they can fix things. You're not fixing it by saying you don't have a race problem. So, you know, Jesse Jackson is given to hyperbole, but every now and then he says some things that we really should pay attention to and honor.
Mm-hmm. Well, the British Empire, obviously, they were cruel to people all around the world because they went in and did what so many other dominant forces did throughout the history of humanity, whether it's the Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, whatever it is. They go in and they rape, pillage, and enslave people. And the British Empire was incredibly oppressive on a worldwide scale for a long time. So I guess this is still remnants riveting out of that.
Yeah, and it's not just along the lines of race. Race, ethnicity, which is nationality, right? Mm-hmm. You've seen people continuously do this stuff. Gender, all of that stuff comes into play. And in the modern world, we're seeing things because of sexual orientation, sexual choice, religious choice, all of these things. So, again, it's not just race. But don't say that race, racism don't exist, whether you're talking about England, America, or anywhere else. And it's important that we understand the history of that, the contextualization of that, so that we can understand what we're dealing with and try to make the world a better place. But we don't do anything good by sticking our heads in the sand like ostriches or that emu thing from that commercial, right, and not acknowledging what's going on.
Right, and you and I were communicating about this yesterday, but the British settlers or expatriates that are here on this land, not yet called America, I guess, so this big land mass here that ultimately became the United States of America, the slave trade made its way to our shores, started by the people that were dissatisfied with the British Empire and landing here. And so that's manifested all these other issues that we're still paying for today and still not fully embracing and owning and acknowledging.
And Terry, it's so difficult, man, because we are so anti-intellectual. If I had a dollar every time I talked to somebody and felt like they had no sense of history, in other words, that they are dumb as a box of rocks and then they want to argue with you about history, I would be a rich man. I'd be sitting out there at the track with that fat dude smoking a cigar and he would be leading my horse around. I would be rich if I had a dollar for every fool I met about history. So I'm telling all of y'all, before you send me another nasty email telling me this or that or the other doesn't exist, read a damn book. Just one. Just one. That's all I got to say about it.
Give my love to your sweet daughter, Jordan. I will see.
Very sad to love. Say hello to the world.
Hey.
Hey, sweetie. Jones, baby. I love that girl. All right, give her a hug for me. And you and I, one of these days, we are going to be those old men with those racing forms, but we're going to figure out a methodology to actually earn some money. Love you, brother. See you soon.
Love you back, my man. Later.
Dr. Ricky Jones, follow him on social media. And again, he is chair of Pan-African Studies, University of Louisville, and also hosts a show Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock on our sister station, 93.1 FM.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.